You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The pandemic has upset nearly every facet of life as we know it. But for people with developmental disabilities, the closures and stay-at-home orders pose unique challenges. For this group of people that relies on daily routines and in-person day programs to feel socially connected and fulfilled, how do you create that same feeling of community and connectivity miles apart? Reporter Isabella Bloom went to an art studio for adults with developmental disabilities in Richmond and checked in on how they've adapted to meet their artists' needs.
I'm meeting up with an art studio manager to see his artist's latest exhibit.
Common sound.
Liam Golden would normally be showing me this display in an indoor gallery. But because of COVID, the art hangs on a display panel in the window for a socially distanced exhibition.
We're on 23rd Street, right in the heart of Richmond, not too far from City Hall. It's a row of mostly like auto body and car repair and tire shops. In fact, our building used to be car repair.
And it's quite a display. One piece that's up is a letterpress print by Shayna Harper that says,
"I'm not weird, I am limited edition."
Love that.
Yeah.
Golden manages the studio at Nurturing Independence Through Artistic Development, or NIAD. It's for artists with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Artists from NIAD have gained lots of recognition, with showings from SF MoMA to the Whitney Museum of American Art in New York City. Golden lets me inside and shows me around the studio.
So it's, you just put your name, the date.
Before the pandemic, the studio would be buzzing with 55 artists and staff creating art. But now...
it's eerie at the moment because it's so silent. It typically is very noisy.
NIAD has two sister organizations, Creative Growth in Oakland and Creativity Explored in San Francisco. Together, they serve almost 350 artists with developmental disabilities. When Governor Newsom announced a statewide shelter in place in March, they all were forced to temporarily shut down their physical studios. The disruption was hard for almost everyone, but it hits the developmentally disabled community especially hard.
I think at first we really wondered, how are we going to maintain these sort of thriving conversations?
Amanda Eicher is the executive director of NIAD. She says the staff felt a sense of urgency to get the artists plugged in as quickly as possible. So they switched to a virtual studio.
I miss all my friends at NIAD.
Rebecca Jansen's been at NIAD for about 5 years. She's grateful for the virtual classes.
It's better for me to be online because I've had a lot of health issues going on. And so it's easier for me to be online right now because otherwise I'd be having to miss so many days of NIAD.
Jansen's in a class led by Liam Golden, who found a way to make a very pandemic-appropriate art class with the help of the U.S. Postal Service. The mail art class starts with staff mailing out art supplies and envelopes. Then, on Zoom, Golden turns on some jazz, and artists create art that can fit into envelopes and be sent on. But sometimes transitioning certain existing classes online, like NIAD's movement class, can be awkward.
You're too embarrassed to sit there and be doing exercise on the computer. We would like raise our hands or move our feet or, you know, just like do the butterfly where you put your hands behind you and make a butterfly and they twirl around, things like that.
Deshauna Kennard has been at NIAD for a little over a year and likes the online classes for a reason most people can relate to.
I can be home and relax, and I ain't got to get dressed.
NIAD offers 6 hours of programming over Zoom each day. In addition to their usual classes, drawing, textile, sculpting, and ceramics, NIAD has found a way to continue offering cooking classes, bingo, self-advocacy, and even dance parties. Staff also drive supplies out to the artists every other Thursday, with deliveries up to Rodeo, in northern Contra Costa County, and as far south as Fremont. But Amanda Eicher says there are still challenges.
One of the big challenges is that the best feedback for most artists, but especially for ours, comes from that in-person engagement with other people around your work. And it has been really important to acknowledge that there's no substitute for that feeling.
But artists like Deshauna Kennard are aware of the dangers of the pandemic and are willing to patiently wait until things are safe again.
But I do miss going to NIAC too, but I'd rather just be safe until the coronavirus is over.
She's excited to go back to the in-person studio once it opens, but wants to continue taking online classes as well.
I think I want to do both, because I like going to NIAC in person to see all my friends, and the staffs there are nice, and the field trips, and then online I can just sit here and relax and it's still do the classes.
And NIAC's listening to its artists. When the pandemic is over, they'll resume on-site classes and continue running a virtual program for artists who want to do both. In Richmond, I'm Isabella Bloom for Cross Currents.
Isabella Bloom is a student at the UC Berkeley Graduate School of Journalism.